Hello, my name is Professor Jeff Farber, and I'm currently a professor at the Department of Food Science at the University of Guelph. Formerly, I was director of Microbial Hazards, Bureau of Microbial Hazards, at Health Canada. I have over 35 years of experience in the food safety area. Today, what I'd like to do is dispel some of the myths that have been circulating around food safety and COVID-19. First off, I'd like to mention, I think very importantly, that to date there have been no reports of any illnesses linked to food or food packaging and the COVID-19 virus. So what I'd like to do now is take you through food shopping, what are some of the things you should be paying attention to when you are going out to the store to buy some groceries. So firstly, I think it's quite important, before you actually go to the store, make a list of the things that you definitely need and want to buy. And this is really to minimize the time that you actually spend in the store. Secondly, choose a store that's really paying attention to the COVID-19 outbreak. So for example, there should be hand wipes for you as you're going to the store. You should be disinfecting the handles of all the shopping carts that you may be using. And as well, practicing social distancing in the store, and especially when you're exiting out paying for your groceries. When you're exiting out of the store, again, good practice would be to use a disinfectant wipe to disinfect your hands. Now, when you're getting home, you're bringing your groceries, for example, into your kitchen, put all your groceries down, go again and wash your hands with lukewarm water and soap for 20 seconds, a very good practice. Then go put all your groceries away into your cupboards. And then what you can do is, for good practice, is you can use disinfectant or disinfectant wipe to wipe down all the surfaces where you actually put down your foods or your groceries. Once you've done that, again, you should be washing your hands with lukewarm water and soap. And again, of course, like we always practice in the food safety area, is that before you eat, you should be washing again your hands with lukewarm water and soap for a minimum of 20 seconds. Again, very good practice. Now, some of the myths that have been going around have been surrounding what does one do, for example, with fruits and vegetables. And some folks have been saying, for example, you should be using soap and water to wash your fruits and vegetables. This is definitely not recommended by food safety professionals. Actually, the soap that you could use could actually cause vomiting and or diarrhea. So please just wash your fruits and vegetables thoroughly with cold water, as recommended by Health Canada and the Food and Drug Administration. Also, another myth has been surrounding that you definitely need to disinfect all of the individual boxes and bags that you're bringing into the house. You definitely do not need to do this, as long as you're washing your hands well before and after you're handling the packages and when you sit down to eat. For those folks who may be in a high-risk group and are very anxious about the COVID-19 virus, you can have the added precaution of wiping down each individual package with a disinfectant wipe, but again, it is definitely not recommended in general to do this. When you're doing this, and even the counters and your packages, it's a good practice to actually let the packages air dry. That's when some of the killing occurs during the air drying. So that's also a very good practice to do. Also, I'd like to direct you to some very valuable websites. We have the one in Canada, canada.ca. Coronavirus, very good information. The CDC also has very good information, as well the WHO has an excellent website surrounding coronavirus. So please remember, social distancing, proper hand washing, and keep your hands off your face to stay safe. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forms podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forums series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distressandcrisisontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.